The idea, say both the governor and IBM officials, is to provide students with skills for careers in STEM, or science, technology, engineering, and math, while at the same time advancing regional economic development in New York.
New York State and the country has a skills crisis.
That's Stanley Litow, Vice President for Corporate Citizenship and Corporate Affairs at IBM in Westchester's Armonk. He says to meet the crisis, a new educational model is needed, as in the one modeled after PTEC, Pathways in Technology Early College High School in Brooklyn, which is in its second year. And since PTEC, he says several similar programs have opened in Chicago. It's a grade 9 through 14 program that combines high school, early college, and career training. Here's Litow.
From an IBM standpoint, what we guaranteed in the schools that we're involved with is that if a student finishes with the high school diploma and the associate's degree in this PTEC model, they become first in line for jobs at IBM. And the commitment would be that other businesses would take the same posture, that if we can make sure that students have the skills that we're recruiting for now and are likely to be recruiting for, those jobs will exist.
Edward Merhoff is the superintendent of schools for Monroe-Woodbury Central School District, the second largest school district in Orange County.
You know, one of our primary jobs is to prepare children to enter the workforce. So if we could start partnering with local companies and developing a skilled and trained workforce, that would be, I think, very beneficial to the whole economy of the United States.
President Barack Obama last month referred to PTEC in his State of the Union address.
Now at schools like PTEC in Brooklyn, a collaboration between New York Public Schools and City University of New York and IBM, students will graduate with a high school diploma and an associate's degree in computers or engineering. We need to give every American student opportunities like this.
The president then issued the following challenge.
To redesign America's high schools so they better equip graduates for the demands of a high-tech economy. And we'll reward schools that develop new partnerships with colleges and employers and create classes that focus on science, technology, engineering, and math. The skills today's employers are looking for to fill the jobs that are there right now and will be there in the future.
And just how a particular school district or high school could play host to this type of program, IBM's Litow says.
Well, as I understand it, it will be an open competition for the schools and districts in each of those 10 economic development regions. So people will come forward indicating their interest and their desire to implement this model.
One of New York's 10 economic development regions is the Mid-Hudson Valley, where Monroe-Woodbury School District is. Asked whether the school district would compete for the program, Assistant Superintendent for Curriculum and Instruction Elsie Rodriguez, along with Superintendent Merhoff, reply?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We will certainly apply for it. You know,
Absolutely.
I think right now what we're waiting for is the criteria, because I know that Governor Cuomo put out the statement but really didn't go into the criteria. I'm certain that if Monroe-Woodbury meets the criteria, we will absolutely be competing for this opportunity.
Governor Cuomo proposed in his executive budget a $4 million increase for the early college high school program. And here's IBM's Litow with more about funding for the program.
The existing per pupil expenditures the state's fund for career and technical education would cover the lion's share of this. And that's funded by states and school districts all across the country in what they used to call vocational education programs and now call career and technical education programs. And the resources that would be provided in the skills mapping and the mentoring and all the involvement from the businesses, from IBM and others, that would come from us.
Superintendent Merhoff says the program is a beneficial combination of education, career training, and economic development.
The Mid-Hudson Valley, Allison, should be the 21st century Silicon Valley. And if companies like IBM are willing to invest in the local workforce, then the local workforce stays here. They raise their families here. They become property owners here. They invest in the community and they pay taxes, their school taxes and their state and local taxes. So that's what you want.
Assistant Superintendent Elsie Rodriguez emphasizes that mentoring will be critical to the program's success.
I think that's going to be key. I think mentoring our students up with people who are in the job, in working in IBM, or whatever company it becomes, is going to be critical.
IBM's Stanley Litow says mentoring is part of the program, in addition to a certain curriculum and internships. He says depending upon the leadership in New York and interest in the program, if school districts were to submit proposals by later in the spring, it is possible PTEC-type schools could be up and running by September of 2014. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.